7:40. But right now we have Northfield's city engineer, Dave Benich, joining us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. We much appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate being here.
Last night, you were at the Northfield City work session, City Council work session. You gave a presentation on some of the funding options for the capital improvement plan for the Park and Recreation Department. Why don't we start off by kind of going back to square one, yeah, about how this whole thing started? You had survey. That's not really a survey. You had a study done?
Yeah, so we had probably about an 18-month long study, really over the last year and a half, and really looked at what we have within our park and recreation system. You know, what are the existing conditions of all the equipment and the playgrounds that are out there? We condition rated everything, so we know really the life remaining on some of these park amenities that we have that are just a great asset for the community. And then we looked at really what are the trends in park and recreation. We looked, you know, at our geography and where's the distribution of the park amenities around the community. You know, we found through that study we are pretty heavily with different amenities really in the south and east side of the city, and we're really lacking different park amenities on the north and the west side. So the plan really tried to address not only the replacing of the existing stuff, but adding new amenities throughout the community so there's more access and equity for the park amenities in the community.
Now, you got all of that together from the study that was done. Have you put together kind of an action plan or a way to move forward on this?
Yeah, so as part of that too, there, you know, we had really over 1,000 responses from the community. So just, you know, working with the consultants and the team, they just said it's really just amazing from all the communities that they worked this, how many people came out and showed interest and support and gave feedback. So with that, we did prepare a 10-year plan that lays out replacement of existing park equipment and infrastructure and also new amenities. So that's on the city's website. You can see the plan. It's available. There's spreadsheets in the back that list out every park and what's proposed in each one, so you can see really what's going on.
I'm going to have to do that. I have not done that yet, but I will definitely check that out online. And the whole price tag of it all is estimated somewhere around $60 million, which over 10 years is one thing, but still that's a big number that pops out. And the biggest part of that, I'm sure, would be a new hockey arena. Is that included with that?
Yeah, so that's one of the components of it. I think a big item in there, too, is the NCRC building in 50 North. That's a very a large cost. And then one of the things that we heard from the feedback was about indoor recreation. So the original plan really was up almost near $80 million with. So we came forward last night and really started with an introductory kind of a multi-pronged approach to how a council could maybe approach the funding of the park system. So I'll walk through that here. So
yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So I think we thought about how do we maintain what we have and take care of the existing stuff. So council, we proposed them to do really a phased improvement over the next few years to look at a combination of things. So one thing we'd be looking at is the city receives money from the hospital every year, which is great to support the recreation programming side, really the operational side. Would maybe be look at rededicating that to be more of a capital one-time expenditures and look at, you know, offsetting that with the levy, so you're not depending on that annually for operations. And then also look at you know, incremental levy increases to get funding to the park fund. So we talked about 1% levy increases over the next 3 years. That would be about $140,000 per year, so totaling $420,000. And then the other item, too, that was done this year, because council, we've talked to council, we're currently in our levy for the park fund only have about $100,000. We really need to be up between $800,000 and $1 million to really start addressing existing park needs, not including the ice arena or 50 North. So we need about $10 million over 10 years to put into the park system.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What that sounds like a lot of money. I mean, I go to a park and You know, maybe you could paint the swing set or something. But what is that going to be invested in?
Yeah, so a lot of that is there's numerous playgrounds that are reaching the end of their life that are identified in the plan that need to be replaced. There's shelters and buildings that we have currently that are in our park system, and when you get into buildings, those costs are quite a bit of money to replace the bathroom facilities and bring them up for accessibility standards, and those are included in the program. So that was really to try to take care of the existing. So, and then we also talked about for the existing ice arena, we've been really in collaboration with the school district to talk about a partnership along with the private side and the association about how we could come forward as a partnership to solve the problem that's really been, you know, out there that's been discussed for, it seems like, 20 years. To try to resolve that item. And we talked about a shared funding scenario where the school district would contribute $6 million towards the arena. The private donations would be $2 million plus the land that that's been donated for that. And
Have there been discussions with the school district? Are they going along with all this?
Yeah, so we've been working with the superintendent to talk about that, and what they've talked about is using some of the stuff that their lease levy authority that they used for, similar to what they did when they occupied like the NCRC. So that was through their lease levy to fund some of the buildings and operations stuff that they have. So they have the ability to do that. I think, you know, we've been working with Dr. Hillman and the finance director, and I think that's the $6 million is probably the upper limit of where they would be comfortable at. But they still have some dollars available through that. But they, so that component. Then we've been working with Aurora Pharmaceuticals on the potential expansion of their business in the community. They're a great business and have many jobs. They're looking to expand and be an opportunity for the city to sell the existing ice arena. So we have that identified in there as a million, and then the city would contribute $9 million. So, you know, the city. So if you look at that, it's an $18 million project. Really, $9 million from the city and the school district and private partnership. So I think we're in a different place than when I went out to the vote. I think at the last time, when the arena was out there, there was a lot of discussion on, is it a ice arena? Is the second sheet going to be included or not included? Because a lot of that tied with the fundraising back in 2018 when that went out for a vote. And so is it a civic center or is it just an ice arena? So there was confusion. I think there's more clarity around it. They've been getting, the association has made it clear that they really only need one sheet. They've been getting some ice at St. Olaf. They can get ice in Faribault. So I think they're in a different place than where they were back at that time.
The you know, that $18 million, does that the funding for that, would there be a private component, you know, donations and such, and will there be a possibility of some granting dollars, some grant dollars being put towards that as well?
Yeah, Jeff, I think we would be, you know, the state does have a program through, that's called the Mighty Ducks program through the state. So we would be exploring any grant opportunities that could help fund that. The $2 million is private. So that's, and if we can get more, that'd be great. More donations to the facility would be excellent.
Okay. Yet to be seen. All right. Once again, we're talking with City Engineer Dave Bennett. He gave a presentation last night to the Northfield City Council about the Park and Rec Capital Investment Plan, some financing options for that. I kind of interrupted you on that ice arena, so let's continue on with what's next.
Yeah, so within the park plan, so our riverfront parks, so Ames, Riverside Lions, Seckler, Babcock, we're talking about funding for new improvements, so we're looking at a local option sales tax. So really the next two items that are really focused on new park amenities within our riverfront parks, and then going really to the voters. So we're looking at so the 0.5% local option sales tax, we would have to get legislative approval in the next session, and it could be on the ballot for 24. So there's about $14 million of improvements identified along the riverfront. It was higher. It was up at $18 million, but the council is moving forward with Bridge Square project, so and they're looking at funding that, so some of that has come down, and they're also, you know, funding the replacement of the bathroom at the Babcock Park softball field, so mm-hmm. some of those costs have come down. So with that, we generate roughly about $14 million over 20 years with the local option sales tax, so that would help funding improvements along the riverfront. And then the next item is a voter referendum. So this would be for the items identified in the from the community feedback. There would be new amenities added around the city in the park system. So there's about $10 million identified for new park amenities around the community, such as a splash pad, new pickleball courts, new basketball courts, a new park, and then the NCRC building in 50 North. So that's about $18 million. So that would be what we're looking at. I think council last night related to the NCRC in 50 North, you know, that project is about $19 million, but they're directly adjacent to the high school, and the high school just went through the process. Obviously, it did not move forward, but they're looking at a field house. So is there some collaboration and some partnership there? Because the 50 North is looking at a walking track and pickleball courts. The field house is going to have courts that could be used during the day. They're also proposing a walking track. So is there amenities that could be shared there? So maybe I think council gave some direction last night that maybe we should revisit that 50 North $19 million option. And not all $19 million is 50 North. Part of it is remodeling the north part of the building and the north wing, and that's about $4 million. So we'd be going back to 50 North and seeing if there's a, and just having discussions with them to see if we could, is there a smaller expansion, remodeling that could be brought forward to the public? And mm-hmm. we'd work through that with them, and then that would probably go to a referendum to the public along with the new park amenities.
Once again, Dave Bennett, the city engineer, is with us. We're talking about some capital improvement within our park and rec department division. Let's talk about the action steps. We've got the council. You gave them some funding options or a lot of information anyway last night. Moving ahead, what is the next step over the course of, let's say, 2023 going forward?
Yeah, so really, some of the incremental items will occur as we kick off the budgeting process, if looking at council direction on if they want to do these incremental 1% increases and just dedicate those dollars to the park fund to start building the park fund up from the current funding level that we have. And then working through options related to, you know, the local option sales tax, getting that information prepared, getting the timelines figured out and the dates and when everything needs to be submitted to the legislature so that could be ready to go and be approved when the legislature, not this session, it would be the next session. And also working, we'd probably reconvene the 50 North, the facilities committee, talk to them about the feedback from council and get their thoughts if there's a smaller scale expansion that could serve that facility into the future, and then try to package that together to bring forward to the community.
Mm. All right. Dave, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on?
A lot of projects going on in the community. The 2023 street project is that was approved by council on the 4th, so glad to get that one out to bid and get it under construction. We're a little bit late in the season, so we want to get that one going.
Yeah, that is getting kind of late in the year.
Yeah.
All right. When will those bids start coming in?
So those will come in May, so mm-hmm. we'll get them out in May, get them awarded late May, so hopefully construction in June.
All right. Dave, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated, and we'll talk to you again someday, I'm sure. Right. You're always welcome here.
Yeah, thank you.
Dave Bennett, Northfield City Engineer. 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.